Planet Plouch by Kayla Zavorka. I dedicate this book to all my friends, family, and teachers who continue to inspire me every day. Kayla Zavorka lives in Waterloo with her mom, dad, and sister. She enjoys reading, writing, and playing sports. Her favorite sports are basketball, football, and swimming. This is Kayla's second young author book, and she is excited to do more in the future. 11-year-old Sally hustled to the mailbox and was surprised to see an envelope addressed to her. She carefully and anxiously opened the sealed envelope and raced to read the letter. "Dear Sally, you have been accepted to the NASA space program," was the first line that she read. Sally could not believe her eyes. If this was true, she had the chance to be the youngest astronaut in space. A couple of days later, Sally entered the beautiful room and almost exploded out of excitement. She loved space and everything to do with it. The massive training room was shiny white with specks of dark blue and paintings of ships everywhere. "Come this way, Sally," said a strong, muscular man named Bryce. He was her guide and would be in the spaceship with her. Sally trained for days. She also worked hard on everything else she did, and finally, she did everything right and was ready to lift off. The next day, she and Bryce were settled in the bright, sparkling rocket while everyone came to watch. Then, Sally heard the countdown, and she got a little nervous.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Lift off. Sally felt the fire start as they shot through the air. About 8 minutes later, they were in orbit and reached space. It was an unbelievable sight. Everything went perfectly well for the first 2 days, but then there was a problem. Their pilot fell asleep. The rocket was drifting on its own, and no one knew where it was going to go. Sally and Bryce tried to steer the ship, but they couldn't. And before they knew it, they crashed on a strange, rocky, red and green planet. They carefully stepped out, unaware of what was going to happen. "Hello," said a scratchy voice. Sally and Bryce looked around to try to figure out where the voice was coming from. Then the creature soared down from above as Sally and Bryce were staring at it. Sally asked, "Who are you?"
"What do you mean, who am I?" said the slimy animal. "Who are you?"
"I am human. My name is Sally and this is Bryce," said Sally, confused. The creature stepped closer and said,
"Huh? Well, this is Planet Plouch. Millions of us live here, all the Plouchinus species. Nice to meet you, Sally and Bryce. My name is Radius. Come this way and I will introduce you to some of my friends."
Sally and Bryce followed, and they entered a big orange building called the Center.
"Here are my friends," pronounced Radius.
"Hello," said a big group of critters all engaged in a game of cards. Every creature was a different color, but same species. Some were blue, green, yellow, and sometimes orange. Then, as they stepped out, leaving the center, their rocket ship exploded from the crash. "How are we going to get back? What will we do?" exclaimed Sally and Bryce, as they looked at each other with fear and uncertainty. The three of them hustled back inside the center, unaware of what to do. They asked everyone for help, but everyone said there was no hope. Then a quiet voice was heard in the back, and they saw a hand raise up. Everyone cleared out of the way as Sally saw that she was human. "I will help you," said the human. Sally, Bryce, and Radius were astonished. "My name is Martha." "Now let's get to work," said the woman. All four of them stepped outside and brainstormed a plan. Sally was so smart and even graduated from college at age 10. After hours of thinking, they finally came up with a solution. Since there was no gravity on Planet Plouch, Sally and Bryce were going to jump off the planet.
"Well, let's do it," Bryce said nervously a moment later.
Sally said goodbye to Radius and Martha and thanked them for everything they did for them. Then Sally said, "On three. 3, 2, 1, jump!" Sally and Bryce blasted off the planet, but their idea did not work. They fell instead of floated.
They traveled farther and farther away from Planet Plouch until they couldn't see it anymore. And just as they thought they were going to fall forever into nowhere, another rocket blasted under them and caught Sally and Bryce. It was Martha! Then they all enjoyed the ride back to Earth after their long journey.